It's the minhag of Klal Yisrael to daven for tal on Pesach. To daven for tal on Pesach. The tal that we're davening for, and all of the brachas that are connected to tal, besides the bracha of the physical tal that we don't see when it falls, but it's there. We also believe in the Tal Shel Tchiyah, that Hashem is going to bring the Mesim back to life with the Tal Shel Tchiyah. We also have a Kabbalah from the Gaonim, from Rav Hai Gaon, that Tchiyas HaMesim is going to be Pesach time. So we need to understand the Inyan of Tal. This is an absolutely magnificent Torah from the Beis Yaakov. I think we maybe did this in Queens back then in the Chabur, the Beis Yaakov Chabur. This goes back, must be at least 2-3 years. Maybe more. How many years? It's at least 10 years ago. I think we might have done this Torah, I'm not sure. Af Knesset Yisrael, Shalom, Shalom, Kahayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Heishivam, Kahayim. The Gemara is in the first parak of Tanis. There are certain things the Gemara says there that we asked in the best possible way, and Hashem answered us in a good way. But there's also something that we Shalom, Shalom, Kahayim. Even though we didn't really ask the right way, we could have asked in a better way. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hashivim Kahagan, still Hashem is Baruch, answered us in the best way. He responded in the best way, even though we were missing an hour in what we were asking. Shnema v'nedo v'nidu v'ladas Hashem, we should be able to know and to run after the knowledge of Hashem. Kishacha nochain motso v'yovo kigeshem lanu. The certainty of how the sun, the dawn, and v'yovok ha'geshem lanu, and that our knowledge of Hashem should be like rain. Our connection to Hashem is baruch should be k'geshem lanu. That's what we asked. We wanted to have a relationship with Hashem that is compared to geshem, to rain. Om l'kadosh baruch hu biti, at sh'al dover sh'pamim mizbakish, pamim enim mizbakish. You're asking in such a way that we should have a relationship like rain. Rain is something that is palmer mizbakesh or palmer menem mizbakesh. Rain is something which sometimes it's good, sometimes it's something which is a bracha, and palmer mitzenem mizbakesh. But vani eyelecha dova mizbakesh l'olam. But I will be with you like that which is always good, which is always mizbakesh, which is always something that is sought after. Shnemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Eye ketal li Yisrael, Yifrach kishaysham, Eye ketal li Yisrael. So Hashem Yisbaruch is saying to us, the Gemara explains in Tanis, that Hashem Yisbaruch is telling us, even though you asked for Geshem, that we should have this inyan of Geshem, our relationship should be one that is like the rain. You should have asked that it should be like tal, like the dew. And even though you didn't, Eye ketal li Yisrael. I will be in that way. Eye ketal li Yisrael. What does that mean? What does it mean, a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's like Geshem, like rain, and a relationship of tal? And Bechla, what's the inyan of tal? It's the whole tefillah. We make a whole big deal about tefillah b'tzana kittel. And there's a whole nusach, like it's Yom Neroim, right? So by tefillah it's HaGeshem, and by Shemini Atzeres, and by Tal. What's all of this commotion? Maybe we understand the Inyan of Geshem, just in Pashtus and Eretz Yisrael, everything depends on rain. And we understand Geshem is a tefillah, b'chlal that there should be a bracha in Gashmias. After all of the tefillahs of Elul and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Hashanah Rabbah, we ask it should be Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. So we understand it's a very, very serious matter. It's a big din. Sukkot is a din with rain and water. Nidoinen al hamayim. It's a serious matter. We understand. But when it comes to Pesach, the whole big tumult over Tal. What's the thing with Tal? So Achilik ben Tal leMotor, who the chilik between Tal and rain and Motor is. Shegeshem Moira al Hischabrus ve'iruv Pu'ulais Adam u'Pu'ulas Hashem Zbach. Geshem, rain, is a symbol and is the Metzias of a Shutfus of Hischabrus ve'iruv Pu'ulas Adam u'Pu'ulas Hashem Zbach. It's a combination of man's efforts and God's responding to man's efforts. Kizois Makir Ha'adam, because it's obvious to a human being. Sha'afim yasa kol pu'ulos harisho zriya, that even if a person will do everything that he can do on the farm, with his land, and he'll plow and he'll plant, v'chol avoides asada, and everything else that you need to do in the field, v'im lo yitain Hashem yisborach motar, but if it doesn't rain, if Hashem yisborach doesn't do his part, if it doesn't rain, and it's obvious to the person that all of his preparations and all of the plowing and all of the planting, nothing comes of it. So it's a shutfus, kivyachal. The human being does his part, preparing the earth, making his ishtadlus, just like going to work. A person makes his ishtadlus, and he does what he's able to do. But as far as whether any of this is going to actually take off, is it going to work, are things going to grow, so the farmer has to sit back and wait for the rain. He has to daven for rain. It's up to Hashem Yisborach. K'mo Shenemar, as it says in Navi, Hayesh Bahavli Hagoyim Makshimim, with all the Havli Hagoyim, they could scream to their Avodah Zarahs, they could bang, they could yell, they could rub their belly 3 times, whatever it is. It's not going to, that doesn't bring rain. Because the rain comes through our tefillahs, through our davening. V'doicha v'soyse pu'ulais adam. V'doicha v'soyse pu'ulais adam means that when the rain begins to fall, man himself and all that man can possibly accomplish is pushed away, meaning it becomes meaningless, because a human being can't bring the rain. So when it does rain, that means at that moment the invisible shutif, our invisible partner, kivyachal Hashem Yisborach, is taking over. And man sits back and enjoys the bracha of Hashem after working very hard in the field and being up the whole season early in the morning preparing and plowing and planting and getting things ready. Once it comes to the inyan of rain, of Geshem, so the Beis Yaakov says he can only daven, but there's nothing he could do about that. He can't make it rain. There's nothing he could do about it. That's Hashem Yisborach's inyan. Man can just daven that it works out, and that all of his hard work preparing, that it pays off. That's all. Therefore, the Rebbe says, "V'lachein beis yiridas hamotar hu hateva sheipal tardema al bnei adam." So, the Beis Yaakov says something fascinating. He says it's the teva of a person, of people, that when it rains, people get sleepy, they get tired. People get tired, they feel sleepy when it rains. Because when it rains, Hashem has taken over the world. He's taken all control out of your hands. And as a result of that, man is able to recognize at that moment that really there's nothing he can do. And when there's nothing that he could do, he becomes sleepy. He withdraws from the world. Because the world is filled with opportunities as long as the human being can be pile in the world. As long as it depends on your plowing, your planting, your working. So then there's a wakefulness. Then you're awake. You have what to do. There are opportunities. It's up to you. You feel that it's up to you. You feel that it's up to you. But once you've plowed and you've planted and everything is ready, then all you could do is to sit back and daven. And when it rains, you become sleepy. Because when it rains, subconsciously, there's this awareness that something is happening that I have no part in. It's not my inyan. And because I have no part in it, there is this falling away from the world. There is this leaving, this parting from the world as the person gets sleepy and falls asleep. It's not my inyan. Understand, when you're someplace and they're doing things there or they're showing things there that you bechlal have no shaychus to, you become tired. You become tired. There was a yid that we used to learn in a kollel in the afternoon in Queens when I was first married from a chanchem, and there was a table of old Jews that came to learn the Daf Yomi. And there was a yid, and I learned in that place for like 5 years, and there was a yid that every single day he came. And there was a Talmud Chacham, a very old Talmud Chacham, that was giving the Daf Yomi at that table. And this Yid, he opened the Gemara, the second the Shia began, not 5 seconds, the second it began, he fell. The second, every single week, the second it began, he fell asleep. And then when it was over, he'd wake. And I sometimes meet his wife, she's a very sweet old lady. You know, I'd meet her on Main Street in those days where we lived. I would meet her, and she would say, like, my Yankee, you know, isn't that something, a man that age that he goes to learn every single day? And I said, you're Yankee. Oh, his mom is a tzaddik. You understand that if it's something, I'll say, yes, sir. If it's something that you don't have a chelik in, if it's something that you don't feel is part of you, it's not yours, you become sleepy. You become tired. That's what happens. My father had a friend in shul. He's no longer alive, this friend. And my father said, he used to complain that the rabbi's drasha was too short. He said, just when I was getting into a good place, you know, just when I was finally settling into a deep sleep, it's already musaf. I was just getting, it was just getting good. Also, the second the rabbi would get up, I get shluf. Shluf. Is it a fast tarita? We're not going to finish the tarita.
Yeah, he's talking about
Just listen. It's not my inyan. When it rains, there's nothing I can do about that. I did what I could. I was working in the field, and I did what I could. Now it's not my inyan. And when it's not your inyan, yet shlofen. So when it comes to rain, everybody understands that it's, you have to daven, you have to just ask, because you can't do that. And even if you say, well, we could do irrigation. Yeah, but it has to rain somewhere, sometime. You could save water, you could do all kinds of kunsum to try to preserve water. But it depends on Hashem Yisbarach bringing rain. And that's what the Gemara means, the Rebbe says. They didn't ask in the best way. They said, V'yovo ki geshem lanu. The Gemara says, Shapamim is bakish, Shapamim ain't is bakish. Sometimes you ask for rain, and sometimes you don't ask for rain. Sometimes you want it to rain, sometimes you don't want it to rain. The Gemara says that we know that one of the tefillos of the Kohen Gadol was that he would daven. You remember, he would daven that Hashem shouldn't listen to the tefillos of the Oivei Drachim. The Gemara says in Yuma because the people that were doing business, they needed to have nice smooth roads. So the Oivei Drachim would daven it shouldn't rain. Imagine that is so. That a Jew would daven it shouldn't rain because it's bad for walking to do business. So the Imam says it can't be that a Jew would daven such a thing. That's so they should be. It means that of course they davened that this should rain, but in their hearts they were hoping it wouldn't rain. And that shows that Hashem listens to the tefillahs, even the ones that we don't say. We'll talk about that. The tefillahs that are in the heart. Because nobody would say, nobody would daven it shouldn't rain in Eretz Yisrael. Well, because of my business, it shouldn't rain because it gets muddy. A Jew would do such a thing? It means that he says like everybody else, Mashi Rocham Regeshem, but inside he's hoping, no. And that's called a tefillah. So the Kohen Gadol would ask in Yom Kippur that Hashem, don't listen to the tefillahs of the Oivei Drachim. In other words, the tefillahs that they're not even saying, but they're thinking. Don't listen to those tefillahs. You have to be careful what you're thinking about too. It's also an inyan of davening without saying it. Shayim HaGeshem, we see that in Mishlei, one of the ways that a rainy day is called is Yom Sagrir. Yom Sagrir means a day, it means when everything is closed and shut. Everybody has to stay inside. Everything is closed, you can't go out. Yom Sagrir. The Koshel HaHolchei Drachim, that's the Gemara Yuma. And it's very hard for people to get around. It's Koshel HaHolchei Drachim. So some people want it to rain, other people don't want it to rain. It's Mizbakish and Enim Mizbakish. Umotar Hu Le'itim V'loi B'tmidus. And because davening depends on, rain depends on davening, since it's Mizbakish V'Enim Mizbakish, sometimes it rains and sometimes it doesn't. It doesn't always rain. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But it's loy b'tmidus. It's not consistent. V'Hashem Yisboruch, so even though we asked, Hashem Yisboruch, we should know you like the rain, like the Geshem, like the blessing of the Geshem. Hashem Yisboruch says, that's not what you should have asked for us. You should have asked for us that we should have a relationship of Tal, that you should be, Hashem should be like Tal for Am Yisrael. And even though we asked that it should be like Geshem, Hashem said, I answered you with Tal. As it says in Pasuk, Eye ketal li Yisrael. I will be like the Tal. V'Hashem Yisboruch Heshivam Eye ketal li Yisrael. She said, Tomid Mizbakish. Everybody always wants Tal. It's Tomid Mizbakish. It's always a good thing. Tomid Mizbakish. And because of that, Eino Pesek L'Olam. It falls all the time. Every night, Eino Pesek L'Olam. V'Hilch B'Tmidus, the Yisrael Gemara says, the Gemiri, the Tal Lo Mi'atzer. Tal doesn't stop. Guaranteed. It's not Mizbakish, Eino Mizbakish. Davening, not davening, it never ever stops. So what does that mean? That Hashem Yisboruch says to us, Eye ketal li Yisrael. You asked that I should be like Geshem, like a blessing of rain for you. You should have asked I should be like Tal. But you didn't, but I'll give you that bracha anyway of Tal. That I will be with you, with Am Yisrael, I will be like the Tal. The Tal mashpia. So the first thing is, Tal is lo mi'atzer. Rain, it doesn't always rain. Also, rain depends on tefillahs. Tal, on the other hand, Tal mashpia Hashem Yisboruch b'chashai. Hashem is mashpia Tal in a secret and silent way. You don't see it, don't hear it, you don't know. Shaloi midas v'akoras habruim. Without the knowledge and awareness of all that exists. It happens. Geshem is very obvious. Tal is not. Tal is very mysterious. It's a metzius in our lives that takes place b'chashoy, secretly. Shaloi midas v'akaras habruah. V'nidme levnei adam she'ein tzrichin l'Hashem Yisboruch b'zeh. V'nidme levnei adam, it seems to people, she'ein tzrichin l'Hashem Yisboruch b'zeh. It seems to people that they don't need Hashem for that. Geshem, everybody knows, that's when Hashem takes over and I sit back, I go to sleep. That's Geshem. I can't do that, Geshem. You have to scream, you have to beg. Sometimes the davening works, it rains, sometimes it doesn't. It doesn't rain, sometimes it's good, sometimes not good. More davening, less davening. That's all Geshem. Geshem is this constant back and forth, give and take, asking, getting, not getting. Masha'inikin, when it comes to Tal, the feeling is, I know we don't. It falls all the time. It falls all the time. I don't have to ask for it. It's just a constant presence in my life. It's the way that a baby looks at his mother. The baby's not worried. The baby's not wondering. It's not mizbakish. Any mizbakish. This lady is just. She's just there. The guy that's hanging out sometimes on Shabbos, I'm not sure about. Him I can't count on. But this lady, she's there. It's just, that's why kids have the nature to take their mothers especially for granted and to mistreat their mothers and to ignore their mothers and to complain about their mothers and to fight with their mothers. V'chula, v'chula, v'chula. It's just, she's there. And if you get upset with her, she'll still be there. She's just there. Just like the Tal. People don't sit around davening for Tal. They don't sit around hoping for Tal because they're never worried that it's going to go away. What do you mean the Tal? The Tal's there. They're not davening. They're not hoping for it. Lo yikaver, lo yiyachel. It's not with a hoping, it's not with a waiting, it's not with a longing. Geshem is with hoping and davening and waiting and longing. And then everybody knows that when it rains, it's not me, it's him. When it comes to Tal, it's just there. But all of that, the Beis Yaakov explains, is how things appear on the surface. Now look what he does. He says an amazing thing. And everything switches now. Everything shifts into another world. Achein, he says, the truth is, Be'emes, B'tzuras Adam. Achein, B'tzuras Adam. In the true image of man, in the depths of man, Hainu B'lev Yisrael, in the heart of a Jew. Not in the brain, what he thinks. B'lev Yisrael. Yesh tamid avoidos utfilos. There's constant avoida, constant davening in the heart of a Jew. Sheinim nifsakim tamid b'shum pa. That never ever stopped, just like Rav Kook writes in his Agdom to the Siddur. V'aneshama tamid mispalalas. The neshama is constantly, constantly davening. The neshama stands in the presence of God and is davening every second, speaking to God. So if Cook redefines Kavana in his introduction to the Siddur, we think that Kavana means we have to try to conjure up some thoughts. Rav Kook says, no, we have to move away everything else to allow the Kavana of the Neshama to pour into the brain. Because the Neshama is Tamid Mispalelis. The Neshama is perpetually davening, constantly davening. But the things that get in the way, so we don't hear the Tefillah of the Neshama. We don't feel the Tefillah of the Neshama. But when you have a moment and it's quiet, and when you try very hard not to be distracted, the tefillah of the neshama, the tefillah of the neshama can be heard by the brain, by the mind. And one can feel the tefillah of the neshama coming out. Kital hoylech gam kein mikor pulos adam ubakashos al Hashem esbarach. The emesis is, the truth is, that Tal also is Hashem responding to man's tefillahs. Hachen achiluku, but the chiluk between Tal and Geshem is this. She Geshem yorid mikav pulas adam l'Hashem esbarach and dikar v'nir gosh. Geshem is an obvious response to the pulas of a human being through his plowing and planting and then davening. Geshem is an obvious, visible response on Hashem's part. Pulos Adam LaHashem is b'chanikarim v'nir Goshem. We feel ourselves plowing and planting, and we feel ourselves davening. And when the rain begins to fall, we understand at that moment that now Hashem is taking over, and we become sleepy and we rest because Hashem has taken over. But v'tal hoylech, where does tal come from? He says v'tal hoylech mimasha nimsa avaydes bo'emek libam shi Yisrael. Tal is Hashem's response to the deep, secret, hidden longings of a human being. Sheliba mispalo tamid b'yom v'layla, that the heart of a Jew is constantly davening. Shegam adam eino margish b'zeklal, and the person doesn't feel those tefillas at all, only sometimes, like Rav Kook says. Shegam adam eino margish b'zeklal, he doesn't feel those tefillas. He's not aware of those tefillas. Commission Emar, as it says in Yeshaya, Al Chomisayich Yerushalayim Hifkarati Shomim Kalayom Kalalayla Tomi Lo Yecheshu. On the walls of Yerushalayim I have appointed guards all day and all night. They are never, ever silent. And the Rebbe saying is that's hinting to the neshama of a Jew, that Hashem has appointed guards to preserve our souls, our neshamas, that neshamas should not separate from him. Al chamasayach Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is the soul of a Jew. Hifkadit Yerushalayim kol yom uchal alay, latomi lo yecheshu. Lo yecheshu, they're not silent. The tefillos of the heart that we don't hear, that we're not aware of, that are guarding the Kedushas Yisrael. Shetomid hem dvukim b'Hashem. Because in the very depths of who we are, we can't separate from God. We're prepared to die and give up our lives. We're not aware of that, Stam. On a regular day, we don't feel that. We don't hear that. It's not anything which is obvious to us, like the rain. It's like the tal. You don't think you're davening for it all. It's something which is just there. You don't ask, you don't daven, and you don't see it. And like we were talking about last week in the Kirchas HaNefesh here, unless one's emunah, one's faith in Hashem, is somehow being threatened, or unless one is being challenged to give up his emunah, he doesn't necessarily feel that he believes either. That's where it's coming from the neshama. In that place of the neshama, tamid hem dvukim b'Hashem. V'heichan nosan Hashem Yisbarach elu ha-shomrim, and where did Hashem place these shomrim, these guards? Ba'oimek libam she'yisrael. Chomesayach Yerushalayim, ba'omik libam she'yisrael, in the depths of the heart of a Jew. K'demisayim sham hamaskirim es Hashem al domi lachem, and that's why the pasuk ends. Those of you who are davening to Hashem, those of you who remember God, those of you who think of Hashem, al domi lachem, don't be silent. Shafilu shalom yidaz, even if it's shalom yidaz, even when a person is not cognizant of it, he's not aware of it. V'gambisheni, even when a Jew is sleeping. Oivdim b'livam l'Hashem esbach. A Jew is oivd l'Hashem, even in his sleep. V'zenik v'tal. And this is called tal. By the Beis Yaakov's friend, Reb Tzadik in Lublin, he has a piece in Yisrael Kedoshim. He talks about it in Pritzadik as well. When it says in Hazina, Yarov Kematar Lichi, has the pasuk again? He's Al Katalim Rossi. The Torah is compared to rain and to tal. In Chazal, Torah Shebichsav is rain, which is clear and which is obvious, and Torah Shebal Peh is the tal. And Reb Tzadik explains there that it seems to us that the Torah Shebal Peh is not from God. It looks like it's from Rabbi Akiva's brain, or Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish's minds. It looks to us that it's just something that's there in the mind of a person. They're smart people. But the emes is, Reb Tzadik explains, the Torah Shebal Peh is the greatest mystery of all. It's that way that Hashem communicates with the hearts of the Chachamim. That's what he talks about over there. speaks to the heart of Rabbi Akiva, communicates his will in a very deep, mysterious, invisible way to Chachmei Yisrael, who then say words of Torah Shebaal Peh that appear to be the products of their own brains and their own reasoning. Yizalkatal Imrosi. Umital Holchem Kol HaYeshuas. The Beis Yaakov says that all the big Yeshuas, the Yeshuas come from Tal. That's why Hashem said you should have asked for Tal. Shetal hu tipa daka, turn the page over. Because Tal is a tipa daka, is a tiny, tiny, very, very, very thin little drop, the Tal. Shenois na Hashem Yishbarach l'Adam. It's very subtle. I mean, Hashem placed those guards in our hearts. Hashem gave us deep inside, He gave us neshamas that don't stop davening. But they're very subtle, tiny little drops of Elokus. Shenois na Hashem Yishbarach l'Adam b'alkein, yesh lo koach lichnois ap mokam apoches. But because these drops, because the tal, the drops are so tiny that they can't see them, they have the ability to creep in, to get in, even to the worst places, even to the hearts that are most shut, even to a heart that is very hard. Rain won't go in there, those are fat drops. It doesn't go in there. But the tal can get into those tiny, tiny little pores, the little openings of a Jewish heart, the Tal can get in. V'apin in kikei sloim, like we daven in the Tefillah of Tal, we'll daven on Pesach. Even the little cracks of the rocks, the tiny, tiny little pores of the rocks, where the rain just splashes over, the Tal penetrates. Even the lowest Jew, even the Jew who's so far and detached, his neshama can't stop feeling a connection to God. That's called Tal. The Geshem hu tipa ava. The rain is a very thick drop. V'yesh mekarimis she'en yoch luchnos Hashem. There are places where the rain can go into. In terms of a person's hishtadlus to be a Jew, sometimes you feel like you're in it, sometimes you feel like you're not into it, right? You don't feel like you're into it. Sometimes you feel like you're connected, like the rain. Sometimes you feel like davening, sometimes you don't feel. Sometimes it's working out with Hashem, sometimes you feel like it's not working out. There are good days and there are bad days. All of that is Geshem. So when we asked Hashem, it should be like Geshem, Hashem said, no, no, that's not how you ask. You should ask for Tal. Geshem is sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes you feel a connection to Hashem, sometimes not. Geshem doesn't get into every crack of who you are. Sometimes it just slips off of you. Doesn't really stay with you. But Tal is Lame Atzala and never ever stops. It gets everywhere. It gets into even the hardest Jewish heart. V'cheinu ha'inyin shekoyin gadol tzarech likanis l'kadosh kadoshim yom kippurim b'ktayris daka min hadaka. It's a strange din. The special ketores that by Yom Kippur it had to be prepared, the ketores had to be prepared, daka min hadaka, crushed, tiny, 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 tiny particles of ketores, daka min hadaka, shemachmas dakuso, that on Yom Kippur, the inyan of the ketores, machmas dakuso, because it's so subtle, so tiny, every particle of ketores. The light, the energy of the Keteris was so powerful, of that smoke of the Keteris, that it was able to rise and to break through even the tiniest little cracks in Shemayim. That's why the Keteris was daka min hadaka, dak al daka ad ein nivdak. So we didn't have an inyan of that Keteris of Yom Kippur the whole year. The whole year you don't go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the whole year, it wasn't the madrega of daka min hadaka. It couldn't be masking this. The keteris of a regular day in the Beis HaMikdash, sometimes it got through, sometimes it didn't get through. There's some Jews who were able to have an aliyah through it, and other Jews who were not able to have an aliyah through it, like the rain. It wasn't daka min hadaka. It was only daka. V'chein tal, and so it is with the tal. Yochli kones af besoich libois Yisrael she'enim hugonim kolkach. The tal, those shomrim that are called tal, they make their way into the Jewish heart, even hearts that are enim hugonim kolkach. She'enim hugonim kolkach, that are not on the highest level, that are not mahadrim and a mahadrim. Vein mazik lehem klal, and it doesn't harm them at all. Doesn't take away their free choice either, really. Because they're not really aware of it. It's so sublime. It's so mysterious. And so it is with Divrei Torah as well. Sometimes the Divrei Torah that they enter the hearts of Jews. Asher divrei Torah nechnosim lev Yisrael. Upamim sheha adam soigir es libo. But then you have where a person closes his heart. Shlo yikonis by shum divrei Torah. You have a person whose heart is so closed. Lo yikonis by shum divrei Torah. He's not nispol from any divrei Torah. Im kol zayis nimtza divrei Torah shehem bebechines tal. But there are divrei Torah. That's all of that. All the sometimes Torah that goes in, sometimes Torah that doesn't go in. That's all Geshem. Geshem sometimes goes, sometimes doesn't go. Sometimes gets in, sometimes doesn't get in. The Divrei Torah, sometimes they make it into a Jewish heart, but there are hearts that are so hard that these Divrei Torah don't get into those hearts. And Kol Zeis Nimtza Divrei Torah Shehem Bebechinas Tal. But then there are Divrei Torah the Shehem Bebechinas Tal. Dakim upnimim ma'oid. Dakim upnimim ma'oid. Daka min hadaka. Divrei Torah. Some amazing, amazing, powerful particle of Elokus that's compared to the Tal. That's dakim upnimim ma'oid. Dakim upnimim ma'oid. Shenechnosim av shahalev sosum v'sogur, that penetrate even a heart that is shut and closed, that doesn't seem to be porous at all, that seems to be sealed tight. Nothing can get into this heart. Divrei Torah don't get into this heart. Even though fantastic Divrei Torah, like rain, Garoif kemata lichi, pour upon this person, doesn't change him. That Torah doesn't change him. Because the lev sosum v'sogur shleim idas adam klal. Some of you might know what happened with Reb Tzadok, how he became a chassid. You know that? Reb Tzadok, when he came, it's a whole story that he was going around Europe because he was trying to get ahead to Meir Rabbanim to leave his wife. It's a whole itself an unbelievable story what happened. And Reb Tzadok was going from to different places. He met a lot of the gedolim, all greatest Rabbanim, and he came to Ishbitz, and the Reb Tzadok was one of the most famous Iluyim in the whole Europe. It was a tremendous, tremendous Iluy from a very choshev family of Misnagdim, a tremendous Iluy. And he met all different tzaddikim along the way, chassidish and not chassidish, and everybody was blown away by him. But when he came to Ishbitz, so he was trying to get signatures for Hetamei Rabbanim. He came to Ishbitz. And nobody knew who he was. There were no Gedolim cards in this thing or anything, pictures. So he went, where did he go? He went and sat in the Beis Medrash. He came to Ishbitz and he went to learn. The Meir Shiloach was in his Beis HaMedrash somewhere, and he felt the awe of Reb Tzadik. And the Meir Shiloach sent his gabbai. He says, there, the Kohen from Lublin is in the Beis HaMedrash. And he told him how he would recognize him and go to Beis HaMedrash and tell him that I know that he's here. So the gabbai went, and he found Reb Tzadik sitting and learning in the back of the Beis HaMedrash. And he went over to him and he said that the Rebbe knows that you're here. And Reb Tzadik looked up from his Gemara, and he just it wasn't this bowl, and he kept on learning. He didn't. These things, he wasn't impressed with these kind of things. And came Shabbos, and Reb Tzadik came Friday night to the Tish, and all the Chassidim stood up, and everybody stood back, and the Meir Shiloach invited him to come sit next to him, and Reb Tzadik just stood behind everybody by the door. Some say it was on the outside by the window. There's different versions of the story. But he wouldn't come in. And then Shabbos during the day, there was a tish, a lunch, and again, the Meir Shiloach, the Ishbitze, invited Reb Tzadik to come in. And the Ishbitze, and Reb Tzadik just stood outside. And then it was Shalosh Sudas, and it was totally dark. And the Meir Shiloach was saying Torah. And he said some Torah. You know, his Torahs are very, very, very deep. And he was saying his Torahs. And all of a sudden, they heard screaming coming from the back of the Beis HaMedrash. And the Tzaddik was screaming. The Rebbe's burning my heart. The Rebbe's burning. He's throwing acid on my heart. The Rebbe's burning my heart. And that's when he became a chassid. They say that he came into the Meir Shiloach after Shabbos. He went like out of his kelim. They could barely revive him. And then after Shabbos, and Davka, the rest of the Chassidim didn't get the punchline yet of that Torah. And after Shabbos, they say that the Kohen went in and he was crying to the Meir Shiloach. And he said to the Meir Shiloach, he says, the Reb Tzadik says, I know that I have a unique mind, but a heart I don't have. And the Meir Shiloach told him, hearts. You have a heart, but you have to be malave of your heart. You have to enhearten it. And I will teach you how. And that's when he became the Meir Shiloach. The Divrei Torah that's Daka min Hadaka. And they burn a heart, they burn a hole through a heart. And they go to the Mamaki Alibai. They go to Mamaki Alev. Look what he says, an amazing thing. It just somehow gets in there. You don't see it like the Tal. You don't see, it's not something like you worked out the whole Inyan. Something just, it could be, and other people think that that Torah, like they didn't, like what's the Inyan? But something about it. Lubavitcher Rebbe, there was a Yid that came, an old Lubavitcher Chassid that was by the Russians in like 100 jails in Siberia, went to all the tsars, and finally after it was opened, he came to New York, and he had been in Cheder together with Lubavitcher Rebbe when they were children. And he came to New York, and it was a very beautiful thing. He hadn't seen Lubavitcher Rebbe in something like 75 years, and he didn't see the Rebbe. In all those years, they were friends when they were children. So what I read was that when he came into the Rebbe, so the Rebbe, they gave each other a hug. The Rebbe was very happy to see him. And the Rebbe asked him, he said, Rabbi Yankel, I have a second terrorist at the Kashi you asked me last. We saw each other. Lubavitcher Rebbe they had been talking and learning. And Lubavitcher Rebbe said, I have another answer to the Kashi you asked me. That was the first thing. And he didn't remember what the Kashi was. And the Rebbe reminded him that we were talking and learning a few years. It's only 75 years ago. We were talking and learning. And then Lubavitcher Rebbe asked him, whatever his name was, Yankel, what kept you? You went through such torture with the Russians. What kept you? The jail and Siberia. What kept you? So he said, there was a vart that I heard from the Rebbe Yashab. A vart. It was a vart. And he said, this vart was Machayimi for all the years. But you and I, we could see a million vertloch and a million tires. And it's not even working from Minchat till Maariv. It's such a thing that a mamish is just like acid that burns the heart. K'mesha kosuv ha'atzomus ha'yeveshus shimu dva Hashem. When the Novi Yecheskel, of course that's the Kriya, when the Novi Yecheskel calls out to the dry bones, to all those who were dead, shimu dva Hashem. Listen to the dva Hashem. Chazal say an amazing thing. When Shaul HaMelech went and he called up the Balas Oiv, you know, to use the sorcery, he called up Balas Oiv and he swore Chai Hashem. He's doing something against Hashem's will. And he says, Chai Hashem, as God lives. And Chazal say in the Medrash of Moshe Leisha Shenasuna Eitzel Ahuva, you have a woman that she's by her boyfriend. She's by her lover. And she swears, B'chai Ba'ala. She swears in the name of her husband, I'll never leave you, the boyfriend. Chai Hashem. B'shas Ma'isa, when he's calling up the Balas Oif. Chai Hashem. That's what a Jew is. Can't get it out of him. She is Yisrael Avshal Isik B'Ma'isim Chusim, that even when a Jew is involved in disgusting things, like on his level, Shalom Mos, a big tzaddik, we don't understand, but it was something not nice that he was Isaacin with the Balas Oiv. Just like this woman that's by her. That's the marshal of the Medrash. Maguna Magrum Beyoise. Venir Shain Sham Divrei Torah Klal. It looks like he's totally detached from Hashem. He screams out, Chai Hashem. By Hashem's life. As Hashem lives. Because he's swearing on the most important thing, something higher than what he thinks, what he understands. And he says what? The words come out, Chai Hashem. Because even at the worst moment of a person's life, the tal doesn't go away, it never stops. And those divrei Torah, those very subtle, amazing particles of divrei Torah, are there in the depths of the heart. There is Torahs that you and I have deep inside that we don't even understand, we don't know. It's called tal. There's Torah that's like Geshem. That a person thinks about, he understands, he learns, like the Seres HaDibris. So sometimes you keep this mitzvah that you learned about, and sometimes, chalila, you don't keep it. You're better at some of the Seres HaDibris, and some of them you're not so good at. It's like the rain. Because there it's an inyan of my ishtalus, my understanding, my awareness, my work, my plowing, my planting, my davening. But the tal, it's not like that. It's there. In the future, Hashem's going to show every Jew that there's divrei Torah like the love of Hashem, shenema, v'ahavta Hashem lokecha. How could Hashem command a Jew to love Hashem? Logically, it doesn't make any sense at all to command when it comes to ahava. Only Hashem knows knows the tal that's inside, the shomrim that he put inside of us, that the love of God never was extinguished. That the love for Hashem, Mayim Rabim, Lo Yuchlu L'Chabes Asahava, when the Horus Lo Yishtafu, we read that on Pesach also. Mayim Rabim. That the Mayim Rabim can't extinguish the fire, can't put out that Dakim and Hadakim that's in a Jew. So the Gemara says that when a person's life ends, he's interviewed and he's asked, "Nu, si pisli Yeshua? Were you longing for salvation? Si pisli Yeshua?" Hainu, shakivu lios kosef li Yeshua zemunach tamed b'leiv Yisrael b'li hefsek klal. It's not really an interrogation. It's not really a question that could be answered no. Because at that time when a person's life ends, Hashem shows him that in his heart, he never stopped longing for salvation. Even though he sunk to all kinds of disgusting things, inside he never came to terms with that. He was always longing for salvation. Like the tal, k'may tal, she'en nifsak. L'chein mital holchen kol ha'yeshuas, shnir ishein odem akavu lehem klal. Therefore, from Tal comes all of the Yeshuas that you gave up on. all of the yeshuas that you gave up that you never think that you would ever be able to achieve or have, from the Tal, all of those are the yeshuas come from those yeshuas that you never ever thought you could ever have, they come from Tal. It says about Tal. People don't sit around davening for Tal. They don't hope for it. But then afterwards, they see that it's there. It happened. Because there are divrei Torah in the heart of a person he doesn't know at all. And therefore, from the Tal comes yeshuas that he never ever expected. He never dreamt of. He didn't even know to daven for. Like, no, when someone dies, you don't feel like davening that you should come back to life. Everybody goes to the cemetery and everybody's crying. They come back and they sit shiv and it's fulfilled. It's finished. Gandhi. So they, you know, somebody says about Tchias HaMeisim, it's a Shkoyach, Amen. But you're not screaming and crying, no, where are you? Come back. Get up. If somebody does that, then Nebuch is sick. You walk away from the cemetery and you say Kaddish and Kalmali and you're finished. You're done with it. His Indian is finished. You're done with this guy. Everybody just cries, it's finished. You're not thinking and hoping and waiting and asking, come back, it's finished. Kitala me'atzav le minka. But the truth is the Tal never stops and you can't see it. And that's the meaning of Tal Shel Tchiyah. When Chazal say that Hashem is going to bring the dead back to life with Tal, Shanahogas Hashem's Baruch, and you saw Golav Yadua, Shebeloi Tfilav Avod Lo Yasa Shum Dover. What we see with our eyes is that you have to learn, you have to do mitzvahs, you have to daven, of course you have to. And nothing happens without that. What's mace? Mace means there are things that I've done that are good, and then I can't do them anymore. It's dead. I'm dead. I'm finished. And at the end, it looks like a human being looks like an animal. He's dead. And whatever good he was doing, is finished. However, when Hashem is going to bring us back to life with the Tal Shel Tchiyah, Ya'ira Hashem Yisborach Gvuroisa V'yomer Ein Ata Mevina Ma Nikra Avoid Lefanai. Hashem's Gvura is going to be revealed, and He's going to wake up all of the dead, and He's going to say, "You don't even know what Avoid you were doing. You have no idea how you were serving me, even when you thought that you weren't. You were serving me. You have no idea." Vani Marish Atem Kremishin is Yaashtem Atzmechem Legamer Chasr Shol Mikol V'Kol. And Hashem is going to show us that even when we gave up hope and we couldn't see any Yeshua and things were finished, like death, more than anything. Shom ani meid al bnei Yisrael shem dvukim boy, Hashem bears testimony that in that place of who we are, we're dvukim b'Hashem. We never ever left Him. V'zoh mikoyach hatal sheyored b'li hakaras adam. And that's mikoch the Tal that comes b'li hakaras adam. B'koch zeh osa Hashem zorach lahachis is amesim. And with that koch, Hashem is going to revive the dead. The death is not the end. It's not. You gave up. There's nobody that gives up as much as a mace. That's it. As long as you're still alive, there's hope. But once a person is dead, then that's it. There's no hope. That's the way it looks to us. That's the Indian of Gesha. But not Tal. Zer Shomar, and that's what Hashem says. Eya ketal li Yisrael. I will be like Tal for you. Shashem is baruch yigala hasherish me'ami Yisrael. Hashem will reveal the sherish, the root of the Jewish people. Me'ami Yisrael. Ech shahoyu dvukim ba Yisbaruch, av shalei midaitam. Even though we didn't understand, we never ever left Him. We never went away from Him. Lachain Isa, Shetchias HaMeisim Yibbe Pesach. Therefore the Torah brings the name of Rabbeinu Haigoyin. The Tchias HaMeisim is going to be by Pesach. Shekemoishim Misnaig Lamato, Kein Misnaig B'chol Oilemist, because that's what's going to be in all worlds. Kamoichan, Shekol Yimois HaCharef Netzeres HaAretz Lein Nesenes Yivula. During the winter, everything is dead. There's nothing growing during the winter. The world is dead in the winter. So the world, if you could talk to the world during the winter, the world has lost the earth. If you go over to the earth and you say, "What's doing?" So the earth says, what's doing? What are you asking me to do? Nothing is doing. So you say to the earth, no. Come on, you could do it. The earth, during the winter, the earth says, I'm dead. I can't do anything. I'm finished. My life is over. Whatever I did, I did. Whatever mitzvahs and masim toivim, whatever trees and vegetables and fruits I gave you, I'm done with that. I can't do anything else. I'm done. My life is finished. During the winter, that's what the earth, that's what the ground thinks. But then something happens all of a sudden. Bimei Pesach, Bascholos HaKayitz, Titein HaEretz Pirya. The world comes back to life. Things start to grow. Through those tiny, tiny little pores of the earth, the blades of grass start to come. Dakim and Hadaka. And the world comes back to life. And there's a Tchias HaMesim in the world. That death was not, the earth never ever hoped that there would be life again. The earth, the ground gave up hope. The trees are all dead. They're just sitting there, sitting shiva the whole time. And there's nothing to do during the winter. And then there's a Tchias HaMesim by Pesach. Vascholskai titen ha'aretz pirya. K'mechein tia ha'tchia be'ez hazu. So, Tchias HaMesim for all the Mesim will be Pesach time. The Mason are going to get up and they're going to look at each other and say, can you believe this? We never thought this was going to happen. Like by that Tzomas HaYaveshes. L'chein onu sholim tal b'zman hazeh. That's why we ask for tal on Pesach. Shekmoshim isnaig b'zeh ha'olam kem isnaig im nafshu sisho. Because the same thing that happens in the physical world where everything begins to come back to life by Pesach, so too with Nafshos Yisrael, with the souls of the Jewish people, that we're going to come back to life. Pesach. That's the pnimis, the inyan of the Geula. From a place where there was no hope. From a place that you would try to think, I can't stop thinking like the rest of you, I'm sure, I can't stop thinking about what this Yid is going through. I lost 7 children. Hashem Yirachem. 7 children. He was away for Shabbos, he comes back from Shabbos. His whole life is wiped out. Now his wife is very sick, and he has 1 daughter. What's this girl she's going to see? I don't know. She's going to be with her, and she gets better. Now, how is it possible for a person like that, Bechlal, to revive himself? And how a person like that could get up the next day? How it's possible to go on? You know how it is. When you and I have little setbacks, or things don't go so well, we feel like we can't go. We feel like we're finished. Start to crash and to cry. Oivai, oivai, oivai. There's 7 children. 7 children. Kerev Ein. Erev Pesach. So Hashem should sprinkle the Tal Shatchiyah on all of those children and all Nafshos Yisrael. And we should be zeichah for the Gula Hashem v'amitis and Tchias HaMesim v'hem yamein omein v'amein. Okay, without man.